Every Christmas time since 1900, birders have spent a day counting birds. This tradition began as a quiet protest to the older tradition of shooting birds around Christmas. Now people in every state and Canadian province, and in many areas of Central America, keep counts within circles 15 miles in diameter. We people living near Lake Superior have several counts to choose from. The ones with the most participants are probably the Duluth and Ashland counts, which run this year on December 16th. But in the days before and after that count, a host of other counts will be taking place in Two Harbors, Grand Marais, Isabella, the Sac Zim Bog near Meadowlands, and Cornucopia, Wisconsin. Each group sets out, usually at first light, to see all the birds they possibly can in their assigned section of their count circle. I like to start out well before first light searching out owls. Some years I've been lucky enough to hear a barred or a saw-whet owl. This year will probably be way above average in terms of owl numbers. Snowies, great grays, boreals, and northern hawk owls have all been reported in strong numbers since October, so an early start should boost our group's species total by one or two. My count area includes my own backyard, and I'm hoping to spot two species we've never had before, white-throated sparrow and northern cardinal. I've had two white throats for several weeks and as many as four cardinals at one time for over a week, so if the cold weather doesn't shoo them away, my group may be in for a treat. Once before I had a cardinal in my count area where we had a singing bird in the neighborhood, but I've never had a cardinal in my own yard on a Christmas bird count before, so I sure hope I get at least that one this year. Cardinals are breeding in two or three neighborhoods in Duluth now, and I would think that with their increasing numbers, this year will give us our highest total ever. My yard's also been filled with siskins and a smattering of goldfinches for the past week, and I'm hopeful they'll stick around along with a little flock of house finches, which would be another first for my area on the Christmas bird count. I can't help but miss the days when I could count on evening grosbeaks, and usually also had pine grosbeaks in my yard the day of the bird count. Evening grosbeaks seem to be fewer and farther between nowadays. They're a flocking bird, so when they appear at a feeder at all, it tends to be in good numbers, but fewer and fewer feeders seem to get them. Evening grosbeaks depend heavily on box elder seeds during their breeding season. As foresters and loggers manage U.S. and Canadian forests on shorter and shorter rotation cycles to produce more and more pulp and paper as opposed to saw logs, even short-lived trees like box elders are probably being reduced in numbers, which could well explain the decline in grosbeaks. So I'll be watching and listening for them, but don't expect to see as many as I once did. I'm bringing along my secret Christmas bird count weapon, my friend Billy Hunter. The first time she came with my group, she told me she'd had a dream the night before of snow buntings. I gently broke it to her that my group never sees snow buntings. Our area has inappropriate habitat for these birds of wind-swept plains. We headed out to the mouth of the Lester River at first light, and there on the shore was a snow bunting. This year I hope Billy dreams of boreal owls and cardinals and evening grosbeaks, but whatever we see, it'll be a fun day. If you're interested in participating in one of this year's counts, send me an email to laura@forbirds.com. That's laura@forbirds.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.